Lando Norris, how McLaren driver has developed into world title contender, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-03-12T06:27:58.237Z, description colon Lando Norris has long seemed destined for the very top of motorsport, as key figures who worked with him through the junior categories tell BBC Sport, This guy's mega, how Norris developed into world title contender, image source, PA Media image caption, Lando Norris became McLaren's team leader in 2023, aged 23, Andrew Benson, F1 correspondent, published, 4 hours ago, 145 comments, Australian Grand Prix venue, Albert Park, Melbourne dates, March 14th to March 16th race start, 4 o'clock GMT on Sunday, March 16th coverage, live radio commentary of practice and qualifying on BBC 5 Sports Extra, race. Live on BBC Radio 5 Live. Live text updates on the BBC Sport website and app. McLaren Formula One boss Zak Brown has guided Lando Norris' career since 2015, and believed he was a future world champion pretty much right away. This could be the year Norris proves him right. McLaren ended last season as constructors' champions and, barring unexpected surprises, Norris has the chance to build his flirtation with a title challenge against Red Bull's Max Verstappen last year into a full-on onslaught in 2025. Brown is far from the only one who has long felt Norris was destined for the very top. Stephanie Carlin, who worked with Norris throughout the junior categories and is now McLaren's F1 business operations director, also always believed he would make it. "He was just phenomenally quick," Carlin says, "and he was able to execute it really well. There's been an underlying talent and speed and pace that's existed from the first time he got in a car. Everyone tells me he's the greatest thing since sliced bread," image source, Getty Images image caption, Lando Norris, center, after winning a Formula 4 race at Spa in 2015, Brown has been backing Norris, 25, since long before either were at McLaren. Until Norris reached F1, the money to fund his career came from his father Adam, who became a multimillionaire through success as a pensions trader. Norris, who has dual Belgian nationality through his mother Siska, was educated at Millfield in Somerset, but as his career blossomed it became increasingly hard to find time to attend school, and there was a fair bit of home tutoring involved. Every step Norris took on track, he was a winner, but when it came time to move up to motor racing for 2014 after winning European and World Karting titles, Adam Norris and manager Mark Berryman did not have the necessary contacts. They turned to Brown, then the boss of a sports marketing agency called JMI, and well known in F1 as a deal maker and sponsor finder. Initially, Brown felt, "This is not what I do." But Norris' team were persistent. Brown says, "I thought, all right, everyone tells me he is the greatest thing since sliced bread, maybe I can help." Brown set Norris up with a meeting with Ron Dennis, then boss of McLaren, and soon started helping him as he moved up through the ranks. "He just destroyed everybody and everything," says Brown. "Welcome to Formula One," image source, Getty Images image caption, Norris, right, poses alongside Zak Brown and Fernando Alonso at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix in 2018. It was the Spaniard's final race with McLaren, with Norris replacing him the following year. By 2017, Brown was in charge of McLaren Racing, after Dennis was ousted by the other owners, and he began to lay out the steps for Norris to graduate to F1. In January 2018, Brown paired 18-year-old Norris with then-McLaren driver Fernando Alonso, a two-time F1 world champion, in the Daytona 24 Hours Sports race in his United Autosports team. Norris gave himself the target of setting a faster lap than Alonso, and achieved it. And stunned people with his pace in the wet at night before the car eventually retired. Fernando Alonso, one of the best racing drivers in the world, Lando was his match, Brown says. Cold tires, middle of the night Daytona, if you asked Richard Dean, who ran them, who was better, he wouldn't know. When Alonso announced he was quitting F1 at the end of 2018, Norris was the obvious replacement, and McLaren started giving him experience in practice sessions. Having proved faster than one McLaren race driver, Stoffel Vondorn, in his first outing, his next was at Monza, with Alonso in the other car. Brown recalls, "They're swapping times. Fernando has just set his time, so he's done, and obviously paying attention to what times Lando is doing. We come on the radio to Fernando and we go, 'Fernando, Lando's on a lap, get out of his way.' First sector, same tenth. Second sector, Lando is half a tenth up. Third sector, on the radio, 'Fernando, sorry, I didn't see him. Lando, Fernando just blocked me.' And we all just giggled on the pit wall, like, 'Welcome to Formula One.' So when you see those things, you just think, 'This guy's mega, you are a rock star.'" A few races later, Norris jokingly served Alonso a cup of tea during a wet practice session at the US Grand Prix in Austin. But soon he was the apprentice no longer. In his debut season in 2019, Norris was immediately a match for his teammate Carlos Sainz, who had 4 years' experience, and he destroyed then-seven-time race winner Daniel Ricciardo when the Australian joined the team in 2021. By then, Alonso had returned to F1 after 2 years in other categories. He and Norris swapped helmets. The Spaniard wrote on the one he gave to Norris, "You are a star, a rock star." Norris quickly became a fan favorite, with his diffident but jokey personality, and willingness to show his true self on social media. His public profile built through the COVID-19 pandemic as he livestreamed himself playing video games, and he used that to build his gaming and lifestyle brand Quadrant. Brown says, "He used to be very shy and he still kind of is a quiet, shy guy in his own way. Even though he kind of comes off as extroverted, he's actually not. But as he's become more mature, I have seen him become more comfortable in his skin. He has never lacked confidence. He was a young kid when I first met him, he was 14. So what I've seen outside of becoming a better racing driver, is, a better team leader, more prescriptive in what he wants. And his on-track performance has grown with it. It has taken time for Norris to establish himself as a front-runner in F1. In their first few years together, the McLaren car was not fully competitive, although Norris came close to a win with a superb performance in Russia in 2021, only to misjudge the incoming weather and not pit for wet tires in a late downpour. Norris kept the faith, signing two contract extensions, despite interest from Red Bull. That, Brown says, was down to relationships, transparency, visibility to what we were doing. He's comfortable here. This has been his family since day one. Norris' career trajectory turned midway through 2023, a year that started with a restructuring of McLaren's engineering group by Andrea Stella, who had been made team principal the previous December. The first fruit of Stella's reshuffle was an upgrade package for the Austrian Grand Prix in July 2023. It vaulted McLaren from close to the back to become the closest challengers to dominant Red Bull. "I just could not believe his development." Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Norris took his maiden pole position at the 2021 Russian Grand Prix. He was more than half a second clear of anyone else, and more than 2 seconds quicker than teammate Daniel Ricciardo, who was fifth fastest. Carlin joined McLaren at the beginning of 2024. It had been more than 5 years since she had worked with Norris in F2. "I sat in engineering and heard him giving feedback," she says, "and I was blown away. I just could not believe the development of this teenager I'd known, a very successful F2 driver and champion in F3 and F4. It was incredible. Those first 5 years in F1 had turned a boy into a man, and a promising driver full of potential into one of the best in the world. But there was still learning to be done." After a slow start to 2024, another upgrade for the Miami Grand Prix in May made McLaren absolutely competitive. Norris took his maiden win that weekend. He secured 3 further victories as it began to look as if he could challenge for the title. In the end, the head start Verstappen established in the first 5 races of the year was too much. A few small Norris errors along the way did not help. I made my mistakes, and I learned a lot, Norris says. The one thing I've learned is probably to believe in myself a bit more. Norris is not one to shy away from his difficulties in public. Berryman says, I know he berates himself a little bit, but he's always done that. We're trying to stop him doing it as much, but he probably won't. He's a bit like Charles Leclerc of Ferrari. They just say it how it is. The main thing from a Lando perspective is that I don't think there has been anything that he's not got considerably better at after review. On a development curve of Lando, we are not plateauing yet. We are still at a pretty high level of growth, in terms of where he is hungry in looking at himself and helping himself. Carlin adds, learning to be an F1 driver and learning to be a championship contending F1 driver are two different things. And that's what we've talked about, in terms of learning how to win a race first of all, and learning how to win a world championship are two completely different campaigns. There were signs by the end of last year that the lessons had been taken on board. Now it is down to Norris to deliver on them. Related topics, Formula 1, more on this story, what would success look like? Key questions for Hamilton at Ferrari, published 2 days ago, does Verstappen fear Russell but not Norris? F1 Q&A, published 1 day ago, I know my time will come, Russell exclusive, published 6 days ago, how to follow Australian Grand Prix on the BBC, published 2 days ago, what is at stake at Under Pressure Red Bull, published 5 days ago, who are the rookies joining the F1 grid in 2025, published 7 days ago, who will win F1 driver's title? Make your choice, published March 4th, Antonelli ready for big responsibility of replacing Hamilton, published March 4th, F1 2025, all you need to know about new season, published March 4th. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 145, top stories, live. Reaction to Liverpool's Champions League exit to PSG, the best game I've ever been involved in, slot on PSG defeat, published 3 hours ago, switch to center definitely on the cards, Freeman, published 4 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, Frank Skinner's panel game show of reviews is back. An explosive Agatha Christie murder mystery, energetic dance tunes to get you moving, Helen Fielding on how Bridget Jones's diary came to be, elsewhere in sport, this guy's mega, how Norris developed into world title contender, Nunez not to blame, but you felt his miss carried more weight, rugby family inspires me to be as good as them, Tuipulotu, Man Utd's new stadium, 11 key questions, Squares is back. Play BBC Sports' new Champions League game, does Verstappen fear Russell but not Norris? F1 Q&A, the 100 draft, who should each team target? Lions watch, Kinghorn and Chesham star but Lawrence injury blow, from almost quitting football to Ballon d'Or hope, Rafinha's rebirth, club is in period of change, Ratcliffe.